The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I want to be sure of what I say. Apparently, have been shot down. Shot down, not an accident. Blown out of the sky.
It was a missile that downed the jet. There's no doubt about it. We could tell that from the heat signature from a satellite. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. If you haven't heard, Malaysia Air has another tragedy. Another 777 goes down, this time 35 miles from the Russian border, going over the Ukraine, a route that was taken many times. It was a passenger plane going from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, and it was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. But who fired this off? The satellite told us that the heat signature of the missile destroyed the plane, but where was it launched from? You got black boxes and debris and a lot of heavy hearts of families who will not see the people who were on that plane. The U.S. has sent experts. There are a lot of people throwing in their two cents on this tragedy. And you can do it, too, as we fill in the blanks here on America Tonight. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. It just points to Russia, doesn't it? It just feels like the Russians have jumped in on this. Think of bringing down the plane. Think of who had the capacity to do it, who had the motivation, in a sense, to do it. Although, some of the Russians didn't, because how would that help them? Let the others do the dirty work, meaning the pro-Russian separatist. But the details are this. The plane crashed in a rebel-controlled part of the eastern Ukraine on Thursday. Terrorist, that's what the first things that we heard about, shot down the plane. There's no doubt the U.S. has concluded that a missile shot down the plane. We know that. Who did it, we don't know. 298 people on board. It flew, fell, exploded from the sky near the town of Kyrgyz in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. The plane was flying 33,000 feet when the missile hit. I'll repeat this about the radar system. They saw a surface-to-air missile turn on and track a plane right before the plane went down. A second system saw a heat signature at the time the plane was hit. From the White House, they say they believe that the Ukraine didn't have the capability even in the region, but the motivation to shoot down the plane. The Malaysian Prime Minister, in a familiar spot, Razik, said the plane never made a distress call. Well, of course not. He calls for an international team to have access to the site. He says they got to find out precisely what happened to the flight, and no stone will be left unturned. Russian President Vladimir Putin jumped on the tube to say that the Ukraine's military campaign against the separatists is to blame for this. He says the tragedy should have never happened. If there had been peace on that land, or in any case, if military operations in southeastern Ukraine had not been renewed, without a doubt, the government of the territory on which it happened bears the responsibility for the tragedy. The Ukraine state security chief accused two Russian military intelligence officers of involvement and said they have to be punished. So emergency crews scrambled to this scene of just a frightening amount of death and just terrible destruction. You can imagine what it's like being hit by a missile, what it would look like from the ground, a fireball, black smoke, stakes in the ground where bodies were strewn about, exploded in the air, bits and pieces came down, charred wreckage for as far as the eye could see, 7 miles, awful. They're calling for a ceasefire for the next 3 days so that the scene can be processed. Ugh, terrible. So suitcases, stuff in a pile, clothing, body parts everywhere. It's awful. It's awful for those families who are just waiting to be reunited with whoever was on the plane. And this is a small area, too, by the way, where it happened. So they rushed to put out the flames as quick as they could, but nobody could survive that. They tried to help the people that were in the area, tried to help, but they were frankly overwhelmed. Ukrainian President Poroshenko described the crash as a terrorist action. It said, "We don't exclude that the plane was shot down," and confirmed that the Ukrainian armed forces didn't fire at targets in the sky. Didn't do that. In the meantime, U.S. Vice President Biden, who you heard from, talked about it being blown out of the sky and being careful to choose his words, because when it first happened, especially, there was a moment where more people were jumping to conclusions in the beginning, and now it's about processing the scene. The International Aid Society said that a number of colleagues and friends were on the plane on the way to the 20th International AIDS Conference in Melbourne, Australia. It's a very big deal. And so some of the people that were pretty key to the organization happened to be on that particular flight. And by the way, the route that they took, because I think this is interesting, between Kuala Lumpur and the Netherlands is very common, so anyone paying attention would know that. It's not a great area. I mean, it's a troubled area. But they're in the sky and they're far away from it. They're not, certainly they're not thinking about that. It's a rebel-held area, however. It's absolutely a rebel area. And now with the tension pretty high between the Ukraine and Russia, can you imagine what it's like now, especially with Putin calling out the Ukraine for what's happened and saying, remember, it's in their country. So what do you think? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I'm climbing the fence. I'll get down on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
And away we go. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. The big buzz in the backyard is over this Malaysian Airlines that was shot down this jet. So here we go again. Two Malaysian jets in this situation. Crazy to think of when we had the missing Malaysian jet, and now we've got that was back in March, and now we've got this scenario. Very different, obviously, as to what the fates were. Not of the people on board, but the what caused what happened to the jet, I'm assuming. However, we still don't really know because we haven't found the Malaysian flight yet at this point in the game. We haven't found it. And this is just incredibly sad. There really aren't great words for this. It's an awful situation. They're processing the scene. Then it's also a rush to get to the scene to make sure nobody alters it. There's mega distrust because you've got the Americans coming there that are there now. You have the Russians that are talking about what happened and pointing fingers at the Ukraine. You have the Ukrainian president who's new saying that they'll get to the bottom of it. And it's pretty awful. I mean, pretty awful stuff. And I guess I'm assuming that most of you are tying this to Russia. And if you're not tying it to Russia, you're tying it to the separatists. But all day long, this is all anybody was talking about. Closer to home, we've got the immigration woes that just continue. Medical problems, outbreaks, polls that say people are tired of this. The president vowing that he would reduce deportations. So what gives? Smugglers having a paradise, a holiday over all of this. And when you take these polls and you ask people how they feel about the situation, it's not too hard to imagine that most voters don't want any of the young illegal immigrants who've arrived housed in their state. And they say any legislation passed in Congress to deal with the problem should focus on sending them home as soon as possible. The Rasmussen report found that 59% of likely voters believe the primary focus of any immigration legislation passed by Congress should be to send them packing as quickly as possible. Only 27% say they should focus instead on making it easier for the illegals to remain in the United States. 14% are undecided. Now, there are many advocates for the illegal immigrants. They argue that they are flooding into the country to escape violent situations in their home countries. But just 31% of U.S. voters think they are coming here now for their own safety. Most voters, and the number is high, 52%, believe they are coming for economic reasons. 17% aren't sure. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley last week massively blasted the effort to deport the illegal immigrants. And now is the latest governor telling 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue not to house any of them in his state. See, that's the whole thing. Oh, it's okay. I'm going to bleed my heart all over the place and wear it on my sleeve until it affects me and the people who vote for me. Then forget about it. Forget what I said initially. 57% of voters disapprove of housing illegal immigrants in their state. And there's kind of an uncertainness when it comes to the 3.7 billion in new spending that President Obama has asked for from Congress to deal with the situation, to deal with the illegal immigrants. 26% think Congress should approve the president's request, even if it doesn't provide for quicker deportations of the illegals. Wow. Not surprised by this. Are you surprised by this? And some would say, well, Rasmussen poll, they lean in a certain direction. I mean, any poll that you take, almost all of the polls that are out are saying, you know, we want them gone. This has to stop now. And because it's not just the border states, by the way, that are being affected. And it's this 100% border security, this we've got to secure the borders. Ugh, to even have someone say that anymore, because it's such phoniness half the time when it comes out of some of the politicians' mouths, because they had a chance to do something about it, especially the people who have been on the Hill for a long time. So give me a break. Like, this hasn't always been a problem. And smugglers are doing whatever they feel like doing. They're taking payments. I saw a video today of a crew just in broad daylight, no kidding, cross the Rio Grande into the United States. The smugglers were blowing up rafts. They took payments, took money, sent their guys floating across the river and had no problems with it. But it was business as usual. They're shopping, they're delivering products. There's not a big fear of what's going to happen. In fact, the reports are the smugglers are being kind of bold. They're not worried because they don't think that they have much of a chance of being caught when there aren't very many patrols in between dumping kids off, processing them, that whole thing. And then you have the jails releasing the illegal inmates. And I just read something, a note that a friend of mine sent with a link. And there's a big story about this, too, in one of the main papers. But that there have been an influx in certain cities of illegal immigrants. And one of them is Nashville, Tennessee. One of them is Nashville, Tennessee. But the mayor there, a guy named Carl Dean, says that the communities help themselves by making it easier for immigrants to adapt to life in our country. He was one of the people selected, one of the speakers at the White House National Immigration and Refugee Integration convening deal, which brought together the official types and the advocates for immigration from across the country to talk about dealing with the populations. At least that was more productive, because it is what it is. And Nashville, he says, helps immigrants learn how the government works. He has meetings. This mayor has meetings with representatives of immigrant communities. And they feel like the crisis, that there wasn't much of a discussion about the crisis involving the young kids crossing the U.S. southern border. And they say it's a compliment to Nashville with what they've implemented. So many other mayors and governors would tell you, oh, not in our backyard, we can't have it, we've got no room. Governor Perry is one of them in Texas. He has had it up to the top of his head with the phone calls, the insistence that something has to be done. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Kick out your front door. How you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shut down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Oh, guns of Brixton.
The money seems good and your life, you like it well, but surely your time will come.
We've been talking about the effects of this back and forth over net neutrality here on America Tonight for a very long time. Some important things are happening, and in our virtual green room is Phil Kirpin. He's the president of American Commitment, and if you're paying attention, one of the things that we've seen is that the FCC has now extended the comment filing deadline on all of this. Thank goodness. And the reason is because people are upset. And so they exploded with comments I'll call it blowing up the website, for lack of a better way to say it. But net neutrality, folks, will affect all of us. And Phil certainly knows that. That's why we're having him on. And Phil, the significance of extending the deadline and the FCC trying to grab hold of this net neutrality and what it would mean to all of us.
Yeah, I actually think it's kind of perfect. I plan to use this example as a speech of, I plan to use this as an example in speeches for years, because this is a proposed regulation from the FCC. They want to give themselves the power to basically regulate every aspect of the entire internet, and they put this proposal out for comment, and they are so incompetent that they cannot keep their own website online to take comments from people about whether they should regulate the whole internet. So I think it's sort of the crashing website, to me, says more than any policy argument you could make about this issue, just to point out how insane it would be to put people who can't keep their own website online in charge of managing the way that traffic travels through the internet for every single other company that's out there. I mean, that says it all to me. So I think this is like this great gift, this great example of government bureaucrats grabbing for power when they're totally incompetent even to manage their own affairs.
Yeah, the big meltdown. What do you think, and the reason why we talk about it, and obviously why you care about it, as you said, when you're out speaking and talking about the traffic that travels through the internet and what that means, net neutrality. There's some people who don't understand what net neutrality would mean. They say, why is it a big deal? Explain why it's such a big deal.
Yeah, well, the confusion is deliberate, I would say, that the liberals that have been pushing for regulation have sort of shifted the definition over time, however it's convenient for them to move the ball forward for what they really want, which is government regulation of the internet, and now many of them are now open about this end goal, which is to basically convert the internet into a government-regulated public utility like the old phone system. I was actually amazed The Hill newspaper, which is one of the big newspapers on Capitol Hill, they had a headline yesterday. It said, Senate Democrats regulate internet like telephones. So they're now, it's not really a secret anymore where this ends up, where they want to go. They want to take 1930s era regulations designed for the old Ma Bell monopoly phone system and impose them on the companies that run the internet, and that means that instead of being this amazing engine of economic growth and creativity and innovation that we've seen since the internet was completely deregulated in 1996, they want to go back to this old model where everything that any company on the internet does, they've got to get the business model approved by the FCC, they've got to get the way they manage the traffic approved by the FCC, every aspect of their business will be micromanaged by bureaucrats. And of course, if you start treating the internet like a government-run public utility, you will get much less private investment. Investors are not going to be interested in putting billions of dollars into building out networks that can't be monetized, can't get a return on investment unless the bureaucrats feel like it. And so I think if we go down this path, private investment will dry up, innovation will flag significantly, and sooner or later we as taxpayers are going to be forced to build out the internet because private investors won't do it anymore. And you end up with this vision of making the internet the greatest infrastructure success story in this country that's been done all with private dollars. That looks a lot more like the crumbling infrastructure we have, the water and sewer systems and the highway systems and, the power grid and all these other infrastructure that have been either directly owned by government or heavily regulated and controlled by it. It's a model that is not working. And yet we've got these liberals and Democrats that want to take what is working, the unregulated free market internet, and go in that direction. So that's what I think the debate is really about. We could talk about what net neutrality technically means, and it has taken on different meanings at different times. But I actually think that the debate is now past that, and the liberals are now past just saying we want the internet traffic to be treated fairly and no fast lanes and the sort of the slogans that they had used. I think they're now being much more open about what they really want, which is a public utility style regulation for the internet. And I just think that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, it's excellent what you said. A great summation of it. And there's no question, too, how this kills entrepreneurs. I mean, ultimately, that's what it would trickle down to. And this is where everything's going. There has been, as you were talking about innovation, there's been so much that's been incredible that's come out of the minds of, in many cases, even small business people. And they've been able to elevate themselves and they've been able to have deals with Silicon Valley. I can imagine, and I know we've already seen this with ads, but they have to be furious in California when you think of some of those companies and their lifeline to this. They certainly don't want net neutrality, do they?
Well, some of them do because they think that they'll benefit from it. Some of them sort of look at the bigger picture and realize that inviting government into something that's been working very well without government is going to have a lot of problems down the line. The Silicon Valley companies that want these regulations have very specific rent-seeking motivations for wanting them, and in particular, they like this idea of the government saying the only person you can charge for internet service is the end consumer. You can't reach business arrangements with the content providers themselves. And Google is the biggest pusher of this idea because they are the biggest video consumer, along with Netflix. They're the two biggest video consumers. Google, of course, owns YouTube. And so, you know, if they're consuming a massive amount of downstream bandwidth with people watching YouTube videos, you can imagine a scenario where your local broadband internet provider might go to Google and say, look, it's costing us a fortune to carry all this video to our end users. Let's reach a commercial agreement whereby you'll use some of the advertising revenue that you've been collecting to pay for this cost so we don't have to raise our bills for customers. This rule that's been proposed would prohibit that. So the only person who could ever pay would be the end customer. And, you know, I just think that we should let the market sort these things out and see if it makes sense from a business perspective. So you do have some of these companies out in California that want these regulations because they want to be able, they want to be essentially guaranteed a free ride, that the cost of building out and maintaining these networks can only be put on end consumers. And government should never make decisions like that. These markets are so complex, you just don't know what business arrangements are going to make sense until somebody tries it. And I'll give you another example, Kate. There's a deal that Verizon has reached with ESPN, where on their mobile devices, you're going to be able to watch ESPN video, and it won't count against the data plan that you're on because ESPN will instead pay for that data. It's like a toll-free call, to use the old telephone concept. And, you know, this is like a huge win-win for everyone if you think about it, because video uses a tremendous amount of bandwidth. You've got whatever you've got in your data plan. If you're watching a lot of sports on your phone, you're going to burn through your data plan in no time. ESPN knows that, so they know people aren't going to watch if they burn through their whole data plan. So they say, look, we've got money from advertising, from other revenue sources. We'll pay so that people can watch this. People won't burn up their data cap, and Verizon gets the business of serving all that video. And so it's really a win-win-win, but an arrangement like that could potentially be prohibited under net neutrality rules, depending on what shape they take. And so the view that I've taken consistently, and it's been at least 10 years since liberals have said, if we don't have government step in with regulation, big bad phone and cable companies are going to destroy the internet. This is not a new scare story. They've been saying it for a very long time. I don't think it'll ever happen. Competition prevents that. If the phone company tried to block you from going to websites you want to go to, they would lose all of their customers to the cable company. Competition really disciplines those types of bad actors. But we really could lose a lot if government steps in and says, you know, certain business models are prohibited, because we don't know what's going to make sense economically. And that also, as I said before, means you're going to get a lot less private investment, and that's going to be bad for innovation and growth and everything else.
Yeah. Boy, how long do you think as this clock is ticking, like you talked about when we've been talking about net neutrality for a while, they have the big meltdown on the website, they extend the comment period. What are we looking at in the future of how long this becomes, okay, this is it, it's either going to happen or not?
Well, this current comment period that was supposed to close a couple days ago now closes tomorrow night at midnight. And if folks are interested, we do have a comment form that you can use through our website at AmericanCommitment.org that we've already got. You know, you can just sign on to it. Then there will be a 60-day reply comment phase where conservatives like us can answer the arguments that liberals have been putting into the docket, and they can answer us and so forth. And then at the end of that 60 days, which I guess will be about mid-September, the docket will close. The commission will read through all of these comments, consider them, and so forth, and they might vote on something, you know, as soon as October. I suspect that they will wait until after the election just because they won't want to throw another major controversial regulation into the mix, I suspect. But that's the timeline in terms of the comment period.
Yeah, so keep your eyes on that. And again, go to AmericanCommitment.org. As Phil said, they made it so easy so you can easily comment right there. Phil Kirpin, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, and as we make the final turns, let me tell you, a lot of people sent in a ton of email, actually, about what's been happening with this Malaysian grounded flight. Got one from Nancy who says, Kate, I can't believe that we don't know who pulled the so-called trigger on this missile. If we have the technology, the satellite technology, and we can see the heat signature, why can't we see where the missile came from? It's in rebel territory. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that it was some sort of terrorist that did this. I can't believe it could be directly tied to Putin, but I don't even know that I would put it past the Russians either. So I guess I'm saying that it could be one of two scenarios. What do you think? I think that's exactly it. Do we know? No, of course we don't know. If I'm making a guess, I don't totally blow off the Putin scenario. But who has the most to gain by it? It would be the rebels. It would be the pro-Russian rebel separatists, and it's their territory where they are. And they've been hit and pushed back a couple of times lately in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. However, the rebels deciding to escalate the fighting they're doing that in the hopes of getting Russia to try to bail them out. So if that's the case, wouldn't this be kind of a stupid thing to do? I mean, what would the how helpful is that? Certainly, because of what Putin said, and squarely, you know, putting it on the shoulders of the Ukrainian government and the Russians denying it. No one believes the Russians, let's face it. No one believes the Russians. They think that they could be responsible for this, you know. And is that a stretch? No. It's not a stretch. There's one somebody else that also sent me something, and that was Autumn, who said, what a nightmare this is for the families. People are talking all about the size of the missiles, the territory, what the U.S. thinks, the response, what our politicians think. But what about the families on the other end that once again are hearing this terrible news? Can you only imagine what it would be like to find out that someone you cared about was on a plane that was blown to bits? I can't imagine. I really can't. And we've had on this show a woman who I think really embodies what that's like. Her brother was killed in that Pan Am disaster and over Lockerbie, Scotland. And she talks about what you feel like at first and then what happens afterwards, and just the pure, flat-out shock of finding that out and not being able to do anything about it, feeling helpless, and then realizing that it's what's the investigation yielding and what is your government doing about it. And that's the thing. The reaction is so key for those people, but to all of us, too, in the nooks and crannies, what's the reaction? And, of course, the president says, we sent people over, we're going to do everything we can, and, you know, whatever we have to do to help, and we support the Ukrainians and the things that you would think he would say. But, I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine the bodies. I can't imagine the things that you find at these sites. I mean, awful. I could never, if I had to chip in and do it, of course I would absolutely roll up my sleeves and do it. But to be a first responder, to be there on that scene, man, awful. 298 people on board shot down. And this whole investigation is centering on Ukrainian separatists or Russian troops. Pretty much, this is where it's going. Most opinion is that's where it's going. Putin blaming the Ukrainian government for creating the conditions for insurgency in eastern Ukraine, where separatists, by the way, are bragging about shooting down 3 Ukrainian military aircraft. And Putin not denying that a Russian-made weapon was what was used on the Malaysian jetliner is kind of a telltale sign. And how many flights go through there? Lufthansa, British Airways, Thai Airways, Air France, Malaysian Airways also. So the news of the crash plane and then the passenger manifest that had at least 9 countries on it the day before we slapped Russia with new sanctions. I mean, the timing is so odd. And what a year from Malaysia and Malaysia Air. The Prime Minister has to be still reeling from this. And the disappearance of Flight 370. And now the questions are, what next? What next? The United Nations Security Council scheduled a meeting on the Ukraine crisis for Friday morning, adding to Ukrainian and Western suspicions that pro-Russia separatists were culpable of this. We'll see. Increasingly, they're focusing on a theory that rebels used a Russian-made SA-11 surface-to-air missile system to shoot down the plane and operated on their own fire control radar. So that wouldn't mean that the checks and balances of the national Ukrainian air defense network outside of them. So it's mostly conjecture at this point. Mostly conjecture. Conjecture, rather. And imagine the Dutch Prime Minister and how he feels with the families that were on board that flight. And this is a heavily trafficked area. The commercial airspace, I mentioned the flights, heavily trafficked. So what's strange is the flights that go through there. I didn't realize that until I started to look at what was being posted. And now you wonder if they're going to change something. I don't know. They changed some of those routes since this happened. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. The other thing that's terrible is here in this country, immigration, the problem that we're having at the border. So far, no fixes, no surprise. But ultimately, will the money be there to process, stop, and end what has become incredibly stressful for Border Patrol, for Homeland Security, for families on both sides of the border dealing with this, and the concern over what do we do with this deportation nightmare that we have? How fast can we process these kids and get them back? I see no way around the getting the money equation. They've got to give up that $3.7 billion. Got to do it. Maybe there's some strings attached to it, but it's got to be there because we have to end this now, and the only way to do that is deportation, deportation, deportation.
A Big Berkey water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.